ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara starts in Pei Beis Omid Beis. Rav Acha Bahuna asked the Shaila from Rav Sheshes. If a Kohen Sheshimish Betuma is Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim or not? The Gemara says that Rav Sheshes answered Rav Acha that if he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim, why should the Halacha be the Kanoim or Poigim Boy? Why don't he just wait until he dies B'dei Shomayim? Rav Acha Svarya, he answered Rav Sheshes, Mi ikemidi derachmona patre v'anon nekum v'niktele. If he's not chayim misa b'dei shamayim, there'll be no such thing as allowing him to be killed b'dei odom through the aloch of kanoim poigimber. The Rambam in Shoyush Gimel in Sefer HaMitzvahs says that we do not count as one of the Tariag mitzvahs any mitzvah which is not noig l'durs. As a mitzvah which was only lizman, only l'shor, like just in the midbar, is not counted as one of the Tariag mitzvahs. The Rambam asks Akasha on the Behag, who seemingly also takes on that we do not count a mitzvah from one of the Tariag mitzvahs if it's not noig l'durs, and the Behag counts as one of the Tariag mitzvahs the lav of lo yavoyu l'yoyis kevalas hakodesh v'metu. Asks the Rambam that the lav of lo yavoyu l'yoyis kevalas hakodesh was said to the Levim in the Midbar during the Mishkan, during the Masois, and it was a lav on the Levim that they're not allowed to see the Klei HaKodesh during the Masois. That is the lav of Levoy Liris Kevalas HaKodesh. This mitzvah is a loitase for the Levim in the Mishkan. And therefore, it is not a mitzvah which is no gladurus. So why does the Bahag count the lav of Levoy Liris as one of the Tariag mitzvahs? Says the Rambam, if the Bahag counted it, because the Gemara says by us that the lav of Levoyu Lirus Kevalas HaKodesh is a remez for someone who gamvas a klisharis, the lav of Levoyu Lirus includes someone who gamvas a klisharis which is no given lederus. Says the Rambam, the Loshna Gemara is that a remez ba'alma. It's not the main lav is only going on the Levim during the Masois. It's just a remez also to tell us that someone who gamvas a klisharis v'mesu means that we can kill him kanoim poigimboy. The remez is that we can have a halacha of kanoim poigimboy for someone who gamvas a klisharis, but it's not a bichlal a lav for someone to gamvas a klisharis l'deris. Therefore, the Behag should not have counted the lav of levoy liris as one of the mitzvahs a loisase of the tariag mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, it is also not one of the averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim. Because you see in the Breita later on in Daf Pei Gimel, the Breita gives a list of all the averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and the lav of goyin of klisharis is not mentioned in that list of the averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim. Says the Rambam that this is a raya, that the posuk of lo yivoyu liris kevales hakodesh is not going on the iser of someone who gamvas a klisharis, and therefore there's no makor for someone who gamvas a klisharis that is chayim misa. And the Ikar Pasuk of Levoy Lirus is only going on the Levim during the Mishkan, and therefore it's not one of the Tariag Mitzvahs, not like the Behag. The Ramban in his Asogis, on the Rambam in Shurish Gimel, says that the Ikar is Kedas HaBehag, and the Rambam, he argues on the Das of the Rambam. And he says that, of course, the reason why the Behag counted this Lav of Levoy Lirus in one of the Tariag Mitzvahs is because he holds that the lav is koidal, includes someone who gamvas a klisharis. and he's over loisase of loyavoy liris kavales akidesh, and he's also chayim misu b'dei shomayim because the pasuk says v'meisu, and that includes someone who gamaz a klishois. The loshon of the Gemara, which the Gemara says that's a remez, says a Ramban, that's a loshon which we find many times in the Gemara, that even though it's a lav which is koidel many other halachas, also we could use the loshon of remez since the pasuk doesn't talk about the someone who's going to the klishois. Clearly, he's called the loshon remez, but the lav of loyavoy liris is definitely a lav on the someone who gamvez klishois and will get malchus of loyavoy liris and also misa b'dei shamayim. Says Ramban that the Gemara by us in the Shakvitayit between Evach and Evsheshes is be'emes muchrech, like the das of the Bahag, that is chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Because Rav Acha answered Rav Sheshes, and Rav Acha said, "Mie kemidi derachmona patri v'anon neikum v'niktole." There's no such thing as having a chiyum misa b'dei odom through the aloch of kanoim poigim boy, and still be chayev misa b'dei shomayim. Says the Ramban, "Ibazei it's muchach in the Gemara that Rav Acha held that someone who's chayev misa b'dei odom through the aloch of kanoim poigim boy, he's also chayev misa b'dei shomayim." So it's mafurish raya from the Gemara that someone who is going to the klishois is chayim misa b'dei shomayim like the Bahag and not like the Rambam. The Megillas Esther in the Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam answers the Shittas of Rambam, and he says that even though Rav Acha is muchach that he holds chayim misa b'dei shomayim, but Rav Sheshes disagrees with Rav Acha, and Rav Sheshes holds by koin sheshimish betuma that he's not chayim misa b'dei shomayim, even though we have the halacha of kanoim poigim boy. And he doesn't hold Rav Acha's taina that there wouldn't be shayich misa b'dei odom if there will be no chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. So even though in the ma'ikum machloikas between Rav Acha and Rav Sheshes, whether tomei sheshimish betuma is going to be chayim misa b'dei shomayim or not, we paskin that he's chayim misa b'dei shomayim, like the mavur later on in the Bereisa. But benegea the machloikas, whether there's a taina of mi'ikum midi derachmona patri, v'anon neikum v'niktolei, legabe this machloikas, we can say that the Rambam holds that we paskin out of Sheshes, that someone can be chayev misa b'dei odom through the aloha of kanoim poigim boy, even though we have the aloha of misa b'dei, he has no chiyuv of misa b'dei shomayim. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that the going of klishoris is not chayev misa b'dei shomayim, and the Rambam has arrived from the Braisa later on that does not mention the lav, the oynish of misa b'dei shomayim by someone who gamvez a klishoris. It's Be'emes the Ramban himself answers this taino which the Rambam asks from the Braisa. Why does the Braisa not mention someone who's chayev misa b'dei shomayim if he gamvez a klishoris? Says the Ramban that the Braisa later on only mentions those who are chayev misa b'dei shomayim if they're not chayim misa b'dei odom. But going to klishoris, he's chayim misa b'dei odom through the aloch of kanoim poigim boy. So even though he's chayim also misa b'dei shomayim, he's not mentioned in the list of those averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim only. But the Chiddush HaRan brings down before in Daf Pei Aleph on the base, b'shem the Rabbeinu David, who's the Talmud of the Ramban, who asks a very strong question on Ramban. How can the Ramban say that the list of the b'raisa later on in Daf Pei Gimel is mentions only those averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim only, and not something which is chayim also misa b'dei odom? The Braita mentions Tomei Sheshimish. Tomei Sheshimish is mefurish in the Mishnah. He's chayim misa b'dei odom through the halacha of kanoim poigim boy. And Afal Pi Kein, the Braita still mentions Tomei Sheshimish, that he is one of the averis who's chayim misa b'dei shomayim. So if the Braita counts and mentions, lists the din of Tomei Sheshimish, why does the Braisa not mention someone who gamvez a klishoris? So this is muchach vaitalei the Rambam that going of klishoris is not chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and that's why the Braisa does not bring down the din of going of klishoris to chayim misa b'dei shomayim. The Ochlene says to Miyashiv the Das of the Ramban that the ikar chiddush of the Braisa is to tell us those which are only chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and that's why the Braisa does not say the din of going of klishoris that is chayim misa b'dei shomayim. Like the Ramban explained, that Goynev Klishoris is also Chayim Misa B'dei Odom, and that's why he's not included in the list of that Breisa. That the Breisa you find says also Tomei Sheshimish, that is just to tell us the Ika Halocha that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Misa, which Bebos is a machlokes between Rav Acha and Rav Sheshes, and there's no klor raya to each side until we brought a raya from this Breisa which says that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Misa. If not for this Breisa, we would not have known the Halocha that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim. Therefore, the din of Tomei Sheshimish had to be said in the Bereisa to tell us the halacha that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Issa. Mashein Kein, the Issa of Goinav Klisharis, that is not necessary to tell us in the Bereisa that it's Chayim Issa B'dei Shomayim, and since it's Chayim also Issa B'dei Odom, is not mentioned in the Bereisa. Memes Olchinei is Ma'ir that you could have said, if not for the Ramban's teretz, you could say that the reason why it's not mentioned in the Bereisa is because there's other Chiyuvim Misas B'dei Shomayim which are also not mentioned in the Bereisa. The marshal, the Issa of someone who goes into the Kodesh Kodshim without doing any Avodah, is also Chayiv Misa B'dei Shomayim, like it says in the beginning of Parshas Achrimois, and it's brought down in the Rambam, the Halacha, in Perek Yutes and Sanhedrin. There's other Misas B'dei Shomayim also, Kovish Nevuah, also a Novi who's Kovish is Nevuah, and other Misas B'dei Shomayim, which are not mentioned in the Bereisa. It's Bal Kocha, we have to say that the Bereisa is only a partial list, and it's not a total list of all the Chiyuvim Misa B'dei Shomayim. It's Tonu V'Shaya, like you find many other times in Shas, that you say on the Bereisa Tonu V'Shaya, and the Bereisa says other dinim also, and other Chiyuvim Misa B'dei Shomayim, which are not mentioned in the Bereisa, they are other Misa B'dei Shomayim also. And that's what we can say to Goinav Klisharis, that Goinav Klisharis is Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim, and he's not mentioned in the Bereisa because Tonu V'Shaya. But the Ramban himself, who says the Teretz is because of his Chayiv, Misa B'dei Odom, is Shref and Tomei Sheshimish, and now you have to answer like Lochner said before. And Be'emes, the Ramban himself in Shurish Chamishi, he himself points out that there are other Chiyuvi Misa B'dei Shomayim, like Kivish Nuvuasai, and etc., and other Avirus, which are Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim, and he explains that the Mishnah and the Breiser, which says that it does not mention these other Averis, is because it's only a partial list on Tonu V'Shaya. Is the Ramban himself could have answered that Goinav Klisharis is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shomayim, and it's not mentioned in the Bereisa because Tonu V'Shaya. The Rambam, who does ask on the Ramban from this Bereisa, you see the Rambam held that this Bereisa is Bedafke, and there's no, you don't say Tonu V'Shaya over here in the Bereisa. Reb Yochav Fischer Perlo, in his Sefer Chidush HaGrip on the Resag, Chile Gimel, Omud 162, he is ma'arich to explain in the Das Rambam what does the Rambam do with the other Avirs, which are also not mentioned in this Bereisa, like Kovish Nevuasai, like someone who's Nichas, like Kodesh Kodoshim without doing an Avodah, etc. Why are these Avirs not mentioned in the Bereisa? And he explains ma'ariches each Avir, why the Rambam held is not necessary to say in the Bereisa. Mashik the Ramban holds that we can say Tonu V'Shaya. Al Kapodim, we have learned that there's a big machlekes between the Behag with the Shittas Ramban against the Rambam. If a Goinav Klisharis has a lav from the Pasuk of Lo Yavoi Liris Kevalas HaKodesh and also has a Chiyu Misa B'dei Shomayim or not, the Behag holds that a Goinav Klisharis goes into the lav of Lo Yavoi Liris Kevalas HaKodesh and he has a Chiyu Misa B'dei Shomayim, and the Rambam holds that this lav is only going on Levim during the Midbar, and the Goinav Klisharis is in a remez that he has a Misa B'dei Odom of Kanoim Pegimbri. The Chinuch in the beginning in Pashas Bamidbar, he says that Parshas Bamidbar does not have any mitzvahs which have to be counted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Says the Chinuch, the Loshen, that Ein boy mitzvah limnois lechesh boineinu. As the Mechas Chinuch explains that the Chinuch means to say lechesh boineinu because the Chinuch holds at the Rambam that you do not count the Lo Yovei Oliris Kevalas HaKodesh as one of the loisase of the Tariag Mitzvahs. But the Behag does count this mitzvah, and according to the Behag, there's a mitzvah of Lo Yavoi Liris, which is mentioned in the end of Parshas Bamidbar. Says the Michas Chinuch that there's a big nafke minna between the Behag and the Rambam. What will be the halacha if someone ganves a klisharis? Is he chayev on the lav of Lo Yisignoivu, like every single person who's ganves from a hedit? Because according to the Rambam, someone who ganves a klisharis, which is goinev from a hekdish mishomayim, he should have the normal lav of Gneiva of Lo Yisignoivu. Because the lav of Lo Yavoi Liris Kevalas HaKodesh is be'emes not going on this lav of Goinav Klisharis to go a new issa that someone has when he's gambas a Klisharis. This lav is be'emes a lav which is for the Levim in the Midbar. The lav of someone who gambas a Klisharis is the normal lav which someone has when Reuven gambas from Shimon is over a lav of Lo Yisignoivu. And the lav of Lo Yavoi Liris is only a remez ba'alma to tell us that it's Chiv Misa of Kanon Pegimbri. Mashein Kein according to the Behag and the Ramban, that they hold that the Lo Yavoi Liris is a new lav to tell us that someone who gambles a klisharis is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and he has a different oynish. Therefore, it's mistaber to say, says the Minchas Chinuch, that he has his own parsha, and he's not over the lav of Lo Yisignoivu. He's over a new lav of Lo Yavoi Liris, and he has a new chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim if he gambles a klisharis. Another suffix says the Minchas Chinuch, you can clear will be the halacha if someone gamvez a klishoris, which is pachas mishaver pruta. The halacha of a goynev Reuven who gamvez from Shimon from a hedyet, avada the halacha is a Yisrael is only chayev b'gneva if he gamvez a shaver pruta. A ben noyach is nerag even pachas mishaver pruta. A Yisrael is only chayev if he gamvez a shaver pruta. What is the halacha if someone gamvez a klishoris? For the din of the Rambam that kanoim poigim boy. And the din of the Bahagan Ramban, that you have a lav of loivoy liris and a misa b'dei shomayim, which is all a new chiddush of someone who gamvez a klishoris, for this chiddush of goinev klishoris, is this halacha a poshet ha'hilchis geneva? And therefore you have to have a chiyuv of shaver pruta, a mount of shaver pruta, in order to go michayev mitzad goinev klishoris. Or do we say that this going of klishoris, as long as it has a shame klishoris, even if it's not worth anything, it's not even worth a shaver pruta, he's still over the issa of loyavoy liris kavalis akidish according to the Bahag, and according to the Rambam, there'll still be a loch of kanoim poigimoy because there's a new issa of going of klishoris if he gamvez a keli, even if the kli is not worth a shaver pruta. This is a sofik which mechatz chinuch klez, it doesn't begin here, he blazes by a sofik if the issa of going of klishoris has to have a shaver pruta, or it's chayiv even a pach of shaver pruta. Moving on further in the Gemara says Eisvei, who bring a raya to the Shaila where the Tomi Shishimish is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shomayim. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah beginning of Paras Chatos in Zvochim. It says in the Mishnah Yoytzik Va'Boilel Va'Poises Hameleach Hameinif Hamagish Va'Masadis Hashulchan Hameitevis Haneiris. If someone does one of these avoiders Bachutz, he's Potter because these avoiders are not avoidah tamo. These are not the end avoidah. They have avoidahs after them. Therefore, these avoidahs are potter bachutz. Tosfos is more that the Braisa, the Mishnah in Paris Chatos, does not say moilik. Even though moilik is also nismai, someone who does a melika bachutz, someone takes a oif, and his moilik a oif bachutz, is also potter, and you learn the pasuk, you learn that from the pasuk, the Gemara says in Zvochim, Dafkuv Zayin, it says in pasuk, Ashi Yishchot, he's only chayv on shchita bachutz. But on Malika Bachutz, he's Potter. Says Tosfos, the Mishnah could have said that someone who's Malik Bachutz is also Potter. But the Mishnah over here is only being koidel those avoiders that the reason why Potter Bachutz is because they are not avoider tamo. They're not the end avoider. They have avoiders after them. Mashain came by Malika, the reason why Malika is nismayit, the reason why Malika, Yipotter Bachutz, is from a different pasuk because it says, Oyashi Yishchot, Shchita, I'm not Malika. The Biskirov in Chidusha agrees in Zvochim Dafkuf Yud Beis Hamid Beis asks a question on this Tosfos that Be'emes we have to understand there are really two Makarios to go Mimamayit, these avoiders, why they are Potter Bachutz. As we saw in this Gemara over here, that the Gemara learns out that all these avoiders are Potter Bachutz because they are not Avoider Tamo. There's other avoiders after them, and the Chiyuv Chutz is only Chayev on Avoider Tamo. The Makuri that you only have in Avodah Tamo, the Gemara says in Zvochim Kuftes Vavam Beis, we learn out from Haloah the Chiyuv Chutz you find by Shchitas Chutz and by Haloah Chutz. Haloah Chutz is a Avodah Tamo, is the last Avodah Haktorias HaKorban, that is the last Avodah in the Korban. Therefore, we learn out Dumya de Haloah. Every Avodah which you have Chutz has to be Dumya de Haloah, just like Haloah is Avodah Tamo. Who are then all other Avodahs have to be Avodah Tamo. Mashenkin, these Avodahs which are not Avodah Tamo, Potter Bachutz. That is the Gemara Davkuv Tetzvov. The Gemara Davkuv Zayin says, in Zvochim Davkuv Zayin, says that we learn out from the Pasuk of Ayashi Yishchot that Davka on Shchitas Chutzichayev or on Haloas Chutzichayev, but any other Avoida, you're Potter on, because it does not go into Shchitas Chutz or Haloas Chutz. And that's how we know that Melika, you're not Chayev on Melika, because it's not Shchita and it is not Haloah. The Tosfos in Zvochim Kuftes Vav asks, why do we need to have two Makarios to go Mimamayit, all these Avoidas? The Gemara in Zvochim Kuvzayin says the reason why the Nismayit, why Yipotah Bachutz, is because it's not Shchita and it's not Halor, and the Pasuk says Dafke Shchita or Halor. And the Gemara in Kuftes Vav says, we learn out Dumya da Halor that you need to have Avoidot Ham, which are two separate Miyutim. Rashi Be'emes by us in the Gemara seems to be coil both drashas together in one shot, and Ochne Be'emes muches on Rashi that Rashi L'chiri is coil two separate drashas together, and L'chiri the two separate drashas, which we have to understand why we need to have both drashas. Says the Biskirov that L'chiri the two drashas are two separate dinim. a shchita is not an avoida. Shchita is kosher even in a zor. A zor Yisrael can also shech b'chutz. The Gemara says in Zvachim that if you daldom a beis, shchita lav avoida hi. Shchita is not an avoida. The reason why chayv on shchita schutz is not because you did an avoida in the korban b'chutz. The reason why chayv on shchita schutz is on the meisa shchita. The meisa shchita itself is the issa. If you did it b'chutz, you chayv. Halor haschutz is an avoida. Halor haktore is an avoida. And therefore, we learn out from our law that someone who does avoida b'chutz is chayiv if he does avoida on the korban b'chutz. The Gemara in Kuftes Vavum at the base, we learn out from the halacha that if you want to be chayiv because of avoida schutz, of that on the din of avoida to be chayiv on avoida, on that we learn out dumya the halacha. You have to be similar to halacha, which is avoida tamo. Who are then every avoida to be avoida tamo? Mashinkin avoida, which is not avoida tamo, cannot be chayiv als the avoida dumya the halacha. Now there's another reason why someone who's moilech hakom, someone who's yoytzek or boidel, someone can be chayiv b'chutz. Not because of the avoida which the yitzika has. Yitzika has also a maisa yitzika, a maisa blila, a maisa psisa, a maisa melicha. And also the maisa should be chayev, just like you chayev on shchita. Shchita you chayev on the maisa shchita b'chutz. On that, the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin says that we need to have a mute, because it says, Yashi Yishchot, Daf Kon shchita you chayev, and the maisa shchita is what the Torah asked b'chutz, but any other avoida, the Torah does not ask b'chutz. Any other maisa is not also b'chutz. Comes out that there's two separate nidoinim every time you want to go and handle something which is chayiv b'chutz or not. If you want to handle why someone is chayiv on melicha, is he chayiv b'chutz or not? He could be chayiv because of the maisa melicha, and he could be chayiv because of the avoida of the melicha. Als the avoida of the melicha, there's a mute of you need to have avoida tamo. Dum yedah halo, avoida, you should learn of halo, you need to have avoida tamo, like halo is avoida tamo. And as a shchita, you want to be chayiv because of a meisa, that's like similar to shchita. On that, we have a kpoda of oyashi yishchot that dafke shchita yichayiv and not any other meisa. Says Rabbi Skiryov, lefi dem, the reason why melike is pata b'chutz is not just because it's nismayit of oyashi yishchot, which tells us that you need to have a meisa shchita and not a meisa melike. Because Malika is a avoida. A Malika, you need to have a kohen, and the Malika could be chayiv b'chutz, not just for the maisa Malika, it could be chayiv b'chutz for the maisa avoida, which a Malika entails. It has also avoida. And therefore, to go and pater a Malika b'chutz is not enough to go and have the drosha in Zvachim Kuf Zayin Omad Aleph, which tells us that shchita v'loy Malika. We need to have another drosha to tell us that dumya dahalo, they need to be avoida tamo. And Malika, the reason why he's potter b'chutz because of the avoida b'chutz, he's only potter because doing that law. Therefore, it's be'emes still shver tois v'skasher. Why did the Mishnah not mention moilik? Because enichanami moilik we find is the smite from shchita, but that mekoy from oyashi yishchot is the memayit everything mitzad the meiser of shchita, the meiser of these avoidas, the meiser yitzika, meiser belila, and the meiser Malika. Therefore, you're not chay b'chutz al meiser. But you should still be chayiv al the avoida b'chutz of the melike. And al the avoida, the reason why you're not chayiv is because yesh achero avoida, because it's not avoida tamo. Therefore, ask the Biskirov that Tosfos hasn't answered the question that melike l'chayiv should still be said in the Mishnah, because the melike needs to have the mute of halor, of dumi the halor, that you're not chayiv on melike, because you have to have avoida tamo. And that should still be a reason why the Mishnah should say, Moilik, like he mentions all other avidas also. That's a biscuit of kasha, and he blames by kasha on Tosfos. Why did Tosfos, how could Tosfos answer his kasha with Moilik just because it's a smile from Shchita? The Mishnah continues on that you're not chayv on all these avidas, besides you have a ptur b'chutz, in chayov memalei, and loy mishum zorus, v'loy mishum tumah, v'loy mishum chutz begodim, v'loy mishum chutz yedayim ve'aglayim. Tosfos asks a kasha, v'loy mishum tumah, that what is the Mishnah saying that all these avoidas you're not chayiv al tumah of Tomi Sheshimish, the Issa of Tomi Sheshimish, if you did one of these avoidas? L'chayah, this Tomi, he's a Kohen who is Tomi, and therefore he's already chayiv chorus for Tomi Shenichas L'mikdosh. A Tomi is not allowed to come into Bisa Mikdosh, but Tumosoi. Therefore, we don't need to have an avoidas over here to go Michayiv, to be Michayiv this Tomi al Tomi Sheshimish. He's chayiv chorus already from the Knisa. So Tosfos, Happy the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin. The similar question the Gemara asks over there, and the Gemara answers: it's negea for a Tommy who became Tommy bifnim, And afterwards, on the way out, he was lo shahar, he didn't wait anything, and he went straight out of the Beis HaMikdash. And on the way out, he was hofach b'tzinur, he did an avoida on the way out without waiting any time. And he's chayiv as tomish shemish. And of them, the chiddush is that these avoidas, he's potter because these avoidas are in achrei avoida. Ask Toitzvus that this is still shver from shalo yochut yadayim v'aglayim, someone, a kohen, who did the avoida without kiddush yadayim v'aglayim. He's also chayiv if he came into the heichal without doing any avoida. Because the pasuk says, "Bevoyom Eloi El Moed, liyuchatzu mayim v'lo yomusu." Says that if someone goes into the El Moed, he's chayev, even though he hasn't done any avoda. And therefore, the mesades hashulchan and the mitzvah v'saneiris, which these things are in the heichal, should be chayev, even though he didn't do any avoda. Says Toitzvus, it's muchach from here that even though the pasuk is mashma, "Bevoyom Eloi El Moed, liyuchatzu mayim v'lo yomusu," that there's a chiyuv misa if he's lo yochutz yadayim v'aglayim with the knisa itself, even though he doesn't do any avoda, if he goes into the heichal. Says Tosfos, no, the pasuk which continues, b'vayim alei moed, ichatz mayim alei musu, oy v'gishtom ala mizbeach l'sharis, the word l'sharis, which tells us that he has to do an avoda with the fact that he wasn't a lo yochutz yadayim v'aglayim, he did not do kiddush yadayim v'aglayim, is even in the heichal also. If he enters the heichal and does not do any avoda, he is potter. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's only chayiv on chayiv misa if he's lo yochutz yadayim v'aglayim, only if he's nichas leichon and he doesn't avoid. And that's why the pashas of the Gemara in Zvachim daf Yud Tesam on the base that even if he goes into the heichal, he is not chayiv unless he doesn't avoid. Even though Tosefta in the beginning of Kelim is mashma that he is chayiv misa b'dei shomayim if he enters the heichal without any avoid, but you have to say that this is a machlokes about this. And Al Kaponim, the Gemara in Zvachim, and our Mishnah, which is our Gemara, which quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim, hold that the person who is lo yochutz yadayim v'aglayim and he enters the heichal and he does not do any avoda, he's potter and he's not chayim misa b'dei shomayim. And Emes Rashi Al Torah and Pashkas Kisisa also says bevoyim aloy hamoyed does not mean he enters without doing anything. Says Rashi bevoyim aloy hamoyed means to be maktik toyes or to do a different hazor b'fnim. He is that's why he's chayev if he's lo yochutz yadayim v'aglayim. But if he stam enters the nichnas lehichal with bebiri konis without doing any avida, he is potter. He's not chayev misa b'dei shomayim. The Michas Chinuch mitzvah kuvav is medayik that the Rambam holds away also that he is only chayev misa b'dei shomayim only if he does an avida. But Toitzvus Nom Beis, the last Toitzvus Nom Beis, the Maschel Eim Bigdeen, and Toitzvus in Yume, Heyom Beis, B'Shem Ritzvo, they bring down that the person, a Kohen, who's not Rochutz Yadayim V'Aglayim, and he enters the Heichol, he's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shomayim, even though he did not do any Avodah. And that's the Pasha that had Tosefta in the beginning of Kelim. And not like the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Tesam Beis, and they say that the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Tesam Beis means for someone who's doing an avoda not in the heichal, because someone who does avoda in the heichal in the oil moed, he's chayev even without an avoda, he's chayev even if he enters bebir yikonis. The Rash, beginning of Kelim, he has a whole shakar v'tayri about this. The same shakar v'tayri about Tosfos is he chayev b'isa b'dei shomayim with an avoda or even without an avoda, and he says that our Gemara, our Mishnah, we can be madchik and say that the reason why the Mishnah over here says that Shalo Yochutz Yadayim V'Aglayim is potter on these avoidas, even though L'Cheria these avoidas, which are Menoya and Shulchan, are inside the Heichal, and he's Chayev, even if he enters the Heichal, Bebiri Konis without any avoida at all, says the Rash, it's Negea for someone who is a Shoigig on the Knesset. That means he entered the Heichal Bishgoga. He did not know that there's an Issa of someone who's not Yochutz Yadayim V'Aglayim to enter the Heichal, and he was amazed on Avoda. That means he was Mesader the Neiris, he was Meitiv as Neiris, he was Mesader as Shulchan b'mezid, and he was Nichnas b'Shoigig. And as such a kind of case, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's Potter, because even though he was amazed on Avoda, it's Yesh Achre Avoda, and therefore Avoda, Yesh Achre Avoda, is Potter on this Avoda. Even though if he would have been amazed on the Knesset, it could be he would be chayiv because he's chayiv on the Biri Konis, like the Shittas or Yitzbo. The Sha'ar Melech in Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Yud Halacha Daled, adds on that Tosfos does never ask from Mechus Begodim, which is mentioned before Lo Yochutz Yadayim V'Aglayim. A Mechus Begodim also says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu al Aaron uvonov bevoyom Eloi HaMoed. It also says in the Pasuk, bevoyom Eloi HaMoed is mashma, that even if they enter the Oil Moed itself b'mechusse begodim, they're going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And Tosfos does not ask for mechusse begodim, that why does the Mishnah have to say that someone who's mechusse begodim is potter from all these avodas, is anyway chayiv because of the knisa which he came into the eichel. Says the Shaar HaMelech that the mechusse begodim is very easy to go and say, we're talking about a person who, kohen, who walked in to the Heichal with all the begodim, all his four begodim, and before he did one of the avodas, he was poshet, he took off one of the begodim, and now he's a mechusse begodim. So during the time when he was mesades hashulchan, when he was meitev esaneiris, he was mechusse begodim, but he's not chayiv on the knisa, because when he came into the Beis HaMikdash, when he came into the Heichal, he wasn't a mechusse begodim, he was lavush, all the four begodim, he had to be lavush. So that's what Tosfos does not ask for mechusse begodim, Tosfos only asks from shlo yachus yudayim ve'aglaim. In the Mishnah here we see that someone who does Aveda, one of the Avedas which is not Aveda Tamo, he's part of Bachutz, and he's not Chayv Zorus, and not Tuma, not Mechus Begodim, and not Yochus Yidayim Eglayim, he's part on these Averis, because he needs Aveda Tamo. The Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, Pektes, Haloch Yud, is Mashmit, leaves out the din of Mechus Begodim, that someone who's Mechus Begodim is part if he's not Aveda Tamo. The Kesem Mishnah is Ma'ir this Shaila B'shinu Yikukus. And he says that because Mechus Begodim, the Gemara explains on the base, that someone who's not wearing one of his Begodim has got din like a Zor, like a Yisrael who does Avodah. And the halacha of a Zor, the Rambam does say that the Zor is only Chayev on Avodah Tamo. Therefore, the Rambam found it not necessary to go and read that the Mechus Begodim also is Chayev only on Avodah Tamo. Because Mechus Begodim has got din like a Zor. And in the middle of Mechus Begodim, we know, just like Zor is only chayv on Avida Tamo, who adim chus begodim is only chayv on Avida Tamo. But the Rambam over there is Moisif, besides those which you say over here in the Mishnah, Mechus begodim, Mechus yedam ve'aglaim, the Rambam says also Balmum. A Balmum, says the Rambam, is also only chayv on Avida Tamo. Even though a Balmum is not allowed to do an Avida, and if he does Avida, he's chayv. Afilo hochi, he is only chayv on Avida Tamo. The Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam explains that even though we don't have a Klor Fusha Mishnah which tells us this din, that Balmum also needs Avida Tamo, the Rambam holds that you can learn out all the psulim from the psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah, and just like all these psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah, you need to have Avida Tamo, as well then all the psulim which are possible to do the Avida are only Chayv and Avida Tamo. That's what the Kesef Mishnah explains from the Rikokus. He explains that that's the Shittas of the Rambam, that you can learn out all the psulim from these psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah. And Be'emes is mefurish like that in Chedush HaRan over here, the Rambam brings down from a Tesefta, that all the psulim, even a Shesuyayin, Puri Rosh, these people who are also not allowed to do Avodah, and the Mechalel Avodah if they do the Avodah, but they're only Chayev on Avodah Tama. And the Rambam holds the word in Balmum also, Balmum is only Chayev on Avodah Tama. Rashi in Zvochim Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph says Mefurish that Shesu Yayin is only Chay, or these people are Shesu Yayin are only Chay van Avida Tamo. And Rashi says Shesu Yayin v'hadoy min loy, and the people who are similar to the Shesu Yayin. Is Mashma in Rashi that all the psulim Avida are Chayiv only on Avida Tamo. That's what Rashi says Shesu Yayin v'hadoy min loy. And that is like we said from the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam and the Chiddush HaRan, that not dafka these psulim, any other psul also. And that's mafurish more in Rashi Zvachim Daf Yud Ches. Rashi also says that all the psuli avoida need to have avoida tama. The Mishnah Melech in Bias Mikdosh, over there on the Rambam in Pektes Halach Yud, says that the Rambam does not say clearly what is Halach of Shesui Yain, but the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches is mashma that the din of Shesui Yain has the same Halach of Mechus Begodim. So just like the Aloch of Mechus Begodim we find in the Mishnah is only Chayin Avida Tamo, it's only Shesui Yayin, it's only Chayin Avida Tamo. But Lemaise, it's not a Dover Poshet and a Dover Muskim in Uli Rishenim. Tosfos in Zvachim, that Tetzvav on Mabes, says Legab the Aloch of Puri Rosh, that Puri Rosh is Chayiv even if it's not an Avida Tamo. And Tosfos takes on Bipshita today without even explaining why and what is there Makoy for this Aloch. But Tosfos says Bipshita that Puri Rosh is Chayiv even if it's not an Avida Tamo. His Be'emes Rebbe Kvega asks in the Gilin Rambam in Bias Mikdosh that since the Mishnah Melech bore a Klor Raya from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches that Shesui Yayin or only Chayiv on Avida Tamo, then Chayyur Huadim Priyur Yorish should only be Chayyur and Avodah Tama, because the whole Makoyur of Chiyuv Misa of Priyur Yorish is only with the Gzeir Shovel, like the Gemara explains on the base, from Shesui Yain. And if we find that Shesui Yain, the only Chayyur Avodah Tama, how can that be that Priyur Yorish should be more Chayyur than Shesui Yain? Shesui Yain only Chayyur Avodah Tama, is Avodah Priyur Yorish should only be Chayyur Avodah Tama. How can you go Mimchalek and say that Priyur Yorish is Chayyur even if it's not Avodah Tama? Yoshash over there in Tosfos in Zvachim, Tetzvavim base, also asked the same question. The Blaz Vakasha, he wants to say that maybe Tosfos over there does not mean that Priyurish are Chayiv, even though it's not on Avodah Tama. Because Priyurish has to be the same aloch of Shesui Yain, and Shesui Yain is Muchach Nimon Zvachim Daf Yudches, that he is Chayiv only on Avodah Tama. Is what then Priyurish has to be the same aloch, because it's very shvet to be Mechalek to Shesui Yain and Priyurish, if Priyurish is Makuri of Chiyu Misa, is from Shesui Yain. Now, Be'emes, what the Rambam says, that even a Balmum also has halacha avodah tamo, the Ketzer Mishnah asks that the halacha of Balmum who does an avodah, that is chayiv, is a machloikis later on in the Gemara between Rebbe and Abonon. Rebbe holds that Balmum is chayiv misa, but Abonon holds he's only over isa lav. He's no misa for someone who Balmum is over. Balmum sheshimish, or Balmum is over in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the miut over here on the Maskonis HaGemorah of Avodah Tama is only a miut on Misa. But the Azhara and the Maskonis HaGemorah, we hold that the Azhara, the Lav, these are Psulim, of Mechus Begodim, of Leuchot Zidayim Aglaim, of the Zor, of the Tomei, all these Psuli Avodah, of Adichayev on the Lav. And the whole miut of Avodah Tama is only on the Misa, of the Anochai Misa on Avodah, which is not Avodah Tama. How can the Rambam go and say that Balmum is potter? From what is he potter? He should be potter from his Azhara, but he's only Nismayet L'Chayyur from his Misa, and the Balmum doesn't have any Misa. Is the Ketzer Mishnah says they have to say that the Rambam holds that the mute of Balmum is for what his Chiyuv is, and since the Balmum is only Chayyiv Azhara, he does not have a Chiyuv Misa, therefore the mute of Avodah Tama tells us that he's not even Chayyiv Alav, he has not even Azhara of Alav to be mechayiv him to work in the Beis HaMikdosh, but Balmum, when he's a Balmum. That's what the Rambam holds, that Balmum, even though he doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa, I feel like he only has a Chiyuv Lav, and the Din of Avodah Tama is this Mamayit, the Balmum, that he does not even have Azhara. So even though the other Psulim, who do have a Chiyuv Misa, the Avodah Tama, the Din of Avodah Tama is only Mamayit them for the Chiyuv Misa, but they still have a Lav, but Balmum, who only has a Lav, is Mamayit, Nismayit, even from his Lav also. And it will come out that Balmum Taki does not have a lav if he's over than the Beis HaMikdosh, but even when he has a Balmum, when he has a mum. The Mishnah Melech in Tmidim and Musafim, Peri Beis Halacha Yud, says that according to this halacha, that Balmum doesn't even have an azhara, like the Ketzer Mishnah explains. It could be that he's not even a Mechal HaLavayda. Even though we know that Aloch is that Balmum Ha'ovid is Mechal Avida, but because there's a Tanai that you need to have Avida Tamo, and if it's not Avida Tamo, he hasn't got a Lav, so maybe he's not even Mechal Avida. But he says that the Ketzer Mishnah's Loshon is Mashma, that even if he doesn't have a Lav, but for Kaponim he has an Issa, he's not allowed to go and be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh on Avida, which is not Avida Tamo. So therefore, maybe that is enough to be Mechal Avida also. And the Sha'al Melech in Klei HaMikdosh, Peik Yud, Haloch Dalet, says that it's a Mefurish Abreis in Yuma, Daf Mem Tesam Adalef, that a Balmum who is Mekabel Dam, and Kabbalah Sadam is not an Avodah Tama, and it says Mefurish in the Gemara over there, that if he's a Balmum, is Mekabel Dam, is Avodah Sei Psula. So you see Mefurish, that a Balmum, even though not an Avodah Tama, he's Mechalel Avodah, his Avodah is Possel. So even though the Ketzer Mishnah says that he does not have Malkus, and he does not have Azhara, but a Kaponim, Homia, he's going to have a Chilel Avodah, and his Avodah is Possel, like the Mishnah Melech took on, that Be'emes is Mechalel Avodah. In the Breisa, later on in the Omid, one of the Averis who are Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim is someone who eats Tevel. Oichlas HaTevel, the Gemara says in Makori, it's for B'nei Chalu, it's Kodshe B'nei Yisrael, it's Asher Yirim L'Hashem, Basidim Literim, Akos Medabi. The Rambam in Machol Sasuris, Perik Yud Aloch Yutes, says that even though someone who eats Tevel is Chayv Misa, the Chiyuv Misa is only on Tevel, which has not, on Tevel, which has not been taken Truma G'doyla or Trumas Maisa. But something which has already been taken from Gedolah and Trumas Meisah, but he's still Tovel to Meisahs, that means Meisah Rishon, Meisah Sheni, Meisah Oni, on that, even though he's a Lav, that he's not allowed to eat this tevel because he hasn't yet taken meiser. He hasn't yet taken meiser rishon to give to the Levi, and he hasn't taken meiser sheni or meiser oni, but he's not chayv misa. The chayv misa, which we learn on our Gemara, is only something which is tovel the truma gedola for truma gedola or truma meiser. But if he's tovel the meisers, that means to meiser rishon or meiser sheni, he's not chayv misa. And as I say, the chinuch also says this halacha in mitzvah rish pei dalid, like the Rambam, that the chayv misa is only batovel the truma, not tovel the meiser. But Toisus in Yevomis, Daf Pei Vav Medalef, says Mefurish that Tovel LeMaisa Rishon is also B'misa. And Toisus is only Mesupik, what is the halacha of Tovel LeMaisa Oni? If it is something which has been taken Maisers and been taken Trumas, but you haven't yet taken Maisa Oni, what is the halacha if he's chayim, is he Chayim Misa or not? Toisus is Mesupik in Yevomis, Daf Pei Vav. The Mechas Chinuch Mitzvah Rish Pei Dalet and Oizvav says that Toisus is Sofik is not Dafka Maisa Oni, it's the same Sofik as Nagama Maisa Sheini. If someone hasn't yet taken Maisa Sheini, it's a year which you have to give Maisa Sheini, and he didn't yet take Maisa Sheini, but he's taken everything else, and he eats Betovul Maisa Sheini, if he's Chayim Misa or not, that is Toisus Sofik in Yevomis. The Asrin Der Eitze in Klal Beis explains that Rashi later on in the Gemara, it says that the reason why Chayv Misa Batevel is because Nisariv, the Truma which you're going to be taking later on, is already Nisariv in the Tevel. That means even though you haven't yet taken the Truma, and there's no Chalois Truma yet, but already in the Tevel we see the future Truma which is going to be taken from this Tevel. And since the Truma, Yechayv Misa, so someone who eats Truma, a Zar who eats Truma, is Chayv Misa, who are then, if you eat the Tevel, you also Chayv Misa, because it already has the Truma over here, which is already, even though it's not Chalois Truma, but already over the Misa by the Tevel for the future Truma, which has to be taken from this Tevel. If we say that the Rambam also holds that the reason why Chayv Misa on Tevel is because it's Nisarev, it's mixed in to the Tevel, the future Truma, which has to be taken from this Tevel, it's very explainable why the Rambam holds the halacha of Tovel, the Truma Gedoila, is Chayv Misa, but something which is Tovel and Meiser is not Chayv Misa, because the Rambam holds that the Chayv Misa of someone who's Oicheles at Truma is only by Truma Gedoila or by Truma's Meiser, but Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Oni does not have the Chayv Misa. Therefore, if someone does not have the Chayv Misa in eating the Meiser Rishon, is not Chayv Misa if you eat the Tevel, because the Tevel of Meiser Rishon is the Chayv of the Misa, which is by the Tevel, is for eating the Maaser Rishon, which is already lying here in the Tevel for the future Hafrosha, which is going to be taken from this Tevel. And therefore the Rambam is Michalik between Tevel le Truma Gedoila or Tevel le Maaser. Mashiach Toisvus in Yevomis Bemis asks on Rashi over there in Yevomis Peivov and says that the reason why Yechayv Misa on the Tevel is not because of the future Truma which is going to be taken. Now there's a Chiyuv Misa for Tevel. For someone who eats Tevel is Chayv Misa, like we learn now from the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin. Therefore, Tosfos holds that this Chiyuv is even a Chiyuv of Maisa, even if it's Tovel and Maisa Rishon, you also Chayv Misa if it's Tovel and Maisa, not Dafke if it's Tovel Litruma. The Kainuri over there in Yevomis points out that according to Rav's Shitta on Amud Beis, the Gemara says by us that Rav holds that Zor, who is Oichel Truma, is not Chayv Misa. And he holds his only Chayv Alav is Muchach, that Rav understood that the reason why Azar, who is Oichel Tevel, is Chayv Misa, is not because of future Truma which is going to be taken from this Tevel. Because he holds that someone who eats Truma is not Chayv Misa. And Afal Bikain, even so, he still holds that Azar who eats Tevel is Chayv Misa. Must be that the Chayv Misa, which is by the Tevel, is not because of future Truma which has to be taken from here, nor for the Truma itself, he's Chayev, not Chayev Misa, and for the Tevel, he's Chayev Misa, because he ate Tevel. That's like Tosfos, like we explained in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the Chayev Misa on the Zar, or Ichel, Tevel, is Chayev Misa for the eating of the Tevel, regardless of the future Truma being taken, and therefore there's no difference between Truma and Misa. The Gemara, later on, the end of the Omid, says the Halacha, that a Koyin, Tomei, Sha'ochal Truma Tmeo, he's potter from Misa. Even though Koyon Tomei Sha'ochal Truma Tahir is Chayv Misa, but if he's Ochal Truma Tmeo, he's potter from Misa. And the Gemara says Shmuel learns this halacha from the Pasuk, Omar Shmuel Omar Ebleza, Minayin Koyon Tomei Sha'ochal Truma Tmeo, She'enu B'Misa, She'nema, U'meisu Boi Ki Chaleluhu, Prat Lezu, Shmucholeles V'Yimedes. His Be'emes, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, asks a question from this din of Shmuel, who says that someone who eats a Koyin Tomei, Ha'oichel, Truma Tomeo, is potter from Misa. seems to be that Shmuel holds ein isser chalal isser. That means the isser, which is chal later on when the kohen became tomei, is not going to be chal on the isser which is already there. They're not allowed to eat truma tomeo. That means the truma which became tomei is already also for the kohen to eat even before the kohen became tomei. Therefore, later on when the kohen becomes tomei, is ein isser chalal isser. The isser of the kohen when he is tomei, which he has a chiyuv misa because he is tomei. The tumas haguf of the kohen is mechayiv misa. Ein isa of the tumas haguf of the kohen chal al isa tuma, which is the truma tumeo, which is the truma is already tomei from before the kohen became tomei. Says the Gemara, seems like Shmuel holds ein isa chal al isa, and we know somewhere else that Shmuel holds that isa chal al isa al kaponu be isa koil. And this case is isa koil because when the kohen becomes tomei, he's koil all other things which he becomes osa in, all other truma tahir which is osa now for him to eat because he became tomei. Says the Gemara that how could Shmuel say that the Kohen Tomei, who's Oichel Trumah Tomeo, he's Potter from Misa, which seems to say that Shmuel holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa, when we know Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa. Answers the Gemara, Be'emes Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa, Be'issa Koil. The reason why we hear Shmuel holds that the Kohen Tomei, Ha'oichel Trumah Tomeo, is Potter from Misa, is because Shani Hoche the Goli Kura. There's a Gzeis HaKosuv, it says, U'meisu Bo'iki Chalalu, Prat Lezu, Shumucheleles Ve'imedes. Another Teretz Gemara answers over there that Shmuel Be'emes holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa, like we see here in the Gemara that he eats Truma Tomeo, he's going to be Potter. And the Gemara answers the Din of Shmuel and somewhere else that Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa in different ways to be Miyash of the different Din of Shmuel. And the Din over here is the Ikka that Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Says the Shah HaMelech that L'chir, just like the Gemara took on in the Kasha, that the Din of Shmuel by us is Midin Ein Issa Chalal Issa. That means the reason why the person is potter, the reason why the Kohen Tomei is potter from eating Truma Tomeo, the reason why he's potter is from Misa, is because of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Therefore, even when the Gemara answers in the first text of the Gemara, that this exists at Kosuv, over here, that Ein Issa Chalal, that Goli Kira, that Mechuleles Vayimedes, it is not a new Gzeis HaKosuv to tell us that Truma Tomeo is Mechuleles Vayimedes, and that's why he's not Chayav Misa. The reason why he's not Chayav Misa is also Midin Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Now, even though normally Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa, over here there's a Gzeis HaKosuv which tells us that Ein Issa Chalal Issa. But it's not a new Gzeis HaKosuv to tell us a new reason, that the reason why he's potter on Truma Tomeo is because it's Mechulu and it's lost its Kedusha of his Truma, and that's why he's potter from Misa. Then that says Shah HaMelech, as Be'emes, that's Mefush and Tosfos. Tosfos by us in the Maschil Prat says that if the Kohen would become Tomei before the Truma became Tomei, and the Kohen on his Tumah is Chayav Misa, he's going to be Chayav Misa even if he eats Truma Tomeo. Because the whole reason why he's Potter if he eats Truma Tomeo is only because Ein Issa Chalal Issa, and that is only once the Truma became Tomei before the Kohen himself becomes Tomei. But if it will be the other way around, the Kohen himself will be Tomei before the Truma is Tomei, there was no problem with Ein Issa Chalal Issa because his Issa was first, and his Issa has a Chayav Misa, therefore he'll be Chayav Misa even if he eats Truma Tomeo. Says the Shah HaMelech, that's the Bavurian Tosfos, that Tosfos holds, even according to the first text of the Gemara, that the reason why Shmuel patters a Kohen who eats Truma Tomeo is because Mechuleles Vayimedes, it's not new Gzeis HaKosuv because it's Mechulu. The reason why he's potter is also because of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, and therefore if he became Tomei first, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, that's what Tosfos says. Says the Shah HaMelech, but the Rambam in Trumas, Peik Zayin Halacha Aleph, is not mechalek, and he paskins the din of Shmuel, and he says that if a kohen tomei ha'oichel truma tomeo is potter from misa, and he does not differentiate between who became tomei first, if the kohen became tomei first, or if the truma tomeo became tomei first. And according to the Tosfos, it makes a big difference because if the kohen became tomei first, he's going to be chayav misa because there's no problem with Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Says the Shah HaMelech, it's muchach in the Rambam that he paskin like the first text of the Gemara. And he holds, and the Rambam holds that the first text of the Gemara is a mute of Mucheleles Vayimedes, that the Truma in this state where the Truma is Tmeo is Chosar in his Kedusha, it's missing in his Kedusha, and therefore he's Potter if a Kohen Tomei is Truma Tmeo. And therefore the Rambam is not Mechalek, and he holds even if the Kohen is Tomei first, Afilochi is going to be Potter if he eats Truma Tmeo. He's not going to be Chayav Misa. The Macheshes in Chelek Aleph, Siman Nun Beis, and Naf Beis, Yukotan Zayin, says, Bemis is Meduik in Loshon HaRambam over there in Peik Zayin, Trumas Halacha Aleph. He says that the Rambam explains that the reason why the Kohen Tomei Ho'ichel Truma Tomei is potter from Misa is because they ain't not Kodesh. The Rambam says the reason is because he's not Kodesh. Now, if the Rambam will hold that the reason why he's potter is because Ein is a Chalalitza, the reasoning of Ein no Kodesh is not true. The reason is not because the Truma is not Kodesh. The reason is because the Issa cannot be Chal on another Issa. Is Mavu in the Rambam, the Rambam holds that the reason why he's potter is because there's a new miut of Mechulelis Vayimedes, and this tells us that if there's a chilul in the Kedusha of the Truma because it became Tomei, he is potter. And this is like the Shara Melech explained that the reason why the Rambam holds his potter is because of the first text of the Gemara, and the reason is not in his Chalalisa, the reason is not in the Kodesh. The Shara Melech is in the Chisuri Bia, Pig, Yud Zain, Halocha Ches, Toich Dvarov. He explains that this the Das Rambam in Trumas Pig Zain. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam over there in Trumas Pig Zain says that the Kohen Tomei, Ha'oichel Truma Tomeo, not just he doesn't have any Chiyuv Misa, but he also doesn't have any Malkus. And he only has an Issa. He's not even over Issa Malkus. The Lech Mishnah in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Peik Yud Tes, Halach Yud Beis, asks that the Lashon of the Our Gemara will be Mashma, that he's only in the Smait for Misa, but he still does have a Chiyuv Malkus. Where does Rambam Makori to tell us that he doesn't have a Chiyuv of Malkus? It's the Shara Melech over there says that if we would have learned the Rambam, that the reason why the Kohen, the Shmuel's Din, the reason why the Kohen Tomei, his potter from Misa, if he eats Truma Tomeo, is because of Enes Chalalisa, that Bemis will be explanation for the reason of the Rambam that he's not Chayv Malkus. Because if you hold of Enes Chalalisa, the same reason is no Chayv Misa, the Issa can be Chal, so there's no Issa Malkus also not. And therefore, it would be very good why the Rambam says that not just there's no Issa Misa, there's also no Chayv Malkus. The Shash over there in the Zagois and the Rambam in Sanhedrin also says that the Rambam holds that the reason why he potter is from Malkus is because of Ines Chalalisa. But says the Shara Melech, since we just explained the Rambam, that the Rambam's mashma, that even in the case where the Kohen became Tommy first, he's still potter if he eats Truma Tomeo, vice versa seems to be that the Rambam holds that the reason why he's potter is not Ines Chalalisa. It's a new miot of Chil, of the Truma which is not Kodesh. Therefore, we need the explanation to know where does the Rambam get it from that the person who Kohen Tomei She'eichel Truma Tomeo is going to be potter from Malkus also. Says the Shara Melech, because the Gemara in Chulin had Avamina to say that the Makur of Shmuel is Altein is a Chalalisa. Now, if the Din is Altein is a Chalalisa, it has to be that he's going to be potter from Malkus also. Therefore, it's Mistaba, even the Gemara's Teretz, where we say there's a new din of Chil, the reason why he's potter from Truma Tomeo, because the Truma was Nischal, and it's felt in Zayin Kedusha, it's Chosa, it's missing in his Kedusha, this same reason is going to give him his din, that he should be potter from Malkus also, just like the Gemara in Havamina held, the reason why Shmuel holds his potter is Atzein Chalalisa, and then he's going to be potter from Malkus also, is who are then in the Gemara's Teretz, he's going to be potter from Malkus, and this was the Makor of the Rambam to say that he's potter from Malkus and not just from Misa. In Bemis, in the Iker Din of Shmuel, that someone who eats Truma Tomeo, he's potter, according to Tomei, She'ochal Truma Tomeo is potter from Misa, Rashi in many places in Shas, Yevomis daf tzadik omad aleph, in Gittin daf nun dalad omad aleph, in Bechiris daf yud beis omad beis. Rashi says in all these places that a Kohen Tomei, even if he eats a Truma Tomeo, he's also Chayiv Misa. In Bekvege yedei gilin ashas in all these places is Ma'ir that neged al gemor, neged the din of Shmuel. Shmuel says that a Kohen Tomei sh'ocha Truma Tomeo is part of a Misa. Is Bekvege in Chulin daf kuf yud gimel omad beis, he says that the Rashi in Pora, Perik yud aleph mishne gimel, says that the Mishnah over there in Paro is mashma that a dveilo of Truma, Tomeo, which fell into Mechatos, therefore the Truma became Tomei, if a Kohen Tomei will eat it, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And the Rash over there asks that the Mishnah is not like Shmuel. Says the Rash, there's a machlokes, the Mishnah over there disagrees, even though Shmuel says it's Aloche b'shem Rebbe Lezer, if Shmuel Rebbe Lezer the Tana, the Mishnah over there in Parah disagrees, and the Mishnah of Parah holds that he's Chayev Misa, even though the Truma is Tomeo. Says Rebbe Kvegio, you can say that Rashi, maybe in all these places, says that the Aloche, Chayev even on Truma Tomeo also, is like this day in the Mishnah in Parah, not like the day of Rebbe Lezer. It's Be'emes Lefi Shittas HaTosfos, which we explained before from the Shara Melech, that HaTosfos holds the Miut of Shmuel is from Uchleles Voimedes, the din of Enes HaChalalisa. The reason why Shmuel holds the potter on Truma Tomeo is because of Enes HaChalalisa, and that is only in the case where the Truma became Tomei before the Kohen becomes Tomei. Therefore, if a Kohen become Tommy, says Tosfos, if a Kohen became Tommy before the Truma became Tommy, he's Chayiv Mitzah. You could say that all these Rashis are talking about a case where the Kohen became Tommy before. But Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Tikkun B'Pshitus, the Rashis Mashma, B'chol Eifen, Bein if the Kohen becomes Tommy first, and Bein if the Truma becomes Tommy first, he's going to be Chayiv Mitzah. And therefore, Rebbe Akiva Eiger says that the Mishnah in Parah, which the Rash over there says, disagrees with Shmuel. You can say that Rashi will hold, Rashi explains in all these places that the Kohen Tomei is Chayev Misa, even on Truma Tomei, is like the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in the Melech over there in Truma is Peg Zayin Halacha Aleph, clears the interesting Shaila on this Halacha of Shmuel, that if a Truma is Tomei, a Kohen Tomei is Potter for Misa, if he eats it, what is the Halacha if the Truma became Tomei? But Tumma de Rabbonon, a Tumma which is only Mid Rabbonon, not Tumma de Reisa. Do we say that because it's Tumma de Rabbonon, Minatoria, this Tumma is looked like Tumma Tahoya, and therefore the Kohen is going to be Chayiv Misa? Or do we say no, because the Tumma is Lemaisa Mid Rabbonon Tomei, and therefore we should say this Kohen should be Chayiv in Mukhalelis for Yemedes, and the Kohen is going to be Potter from Misa? The Shash, over there on the Mishnah Melech, says that this is all if we say that the din of Shmuel is a new halacha on Mechulelis Vayimedes. But if the din of Shmuel is the din of Einis Chalalisa, then of course the Itzadir Abonon will not be enough to say that Itzadir Eisa shouldn't be chal on it. Therefore, the Shaila of the Mishnah Melech is only if we say that there's a new halacha on Mechulelis. What happens if it's Mechul from Itzadir Abonon? Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in his shurim over here explains the side of Sofik of the Mishnah Melech is how to look at a din of Tumah Dir Abonon. Of course, the Rabbonon on the second day halachas ke'en deraisa. We find always called the talking Rabbonon ke'en deraisa. But do we say that the Rabbonon on the second day halachas in a way of saying looking that we have to look at it ke'ilu it's a chaticha de nevela, a chaticha de yisura? That means if it's Tomei de Rabbonon, Chazal said that we have to look at it ke'ilu it's Tomei minatir. But minatir be'emes klape shemaya galia, be'emes klape shemaya, we look at this tumah. That's only Tomei Mid Rabbonon, and therefore in the Torah it's not Mechulelis Vayimedes. Or do we say the Torah allows the Rabbonon to make a new Chalois Shem Issa? Just like we have a Chalois Shem Issa Torah, we can have a Chalois Shem Issa Mid Rabbonon. And a Chalois Tomei Mid Rabbonon, which is recognized even in the Torah, to say that there's a Chalois Shem. There's a Chalois Shem Tomei over here, which is Chal, a Tomei Mid Rabbonon, which is Chal on the Truma. And therefore, even in the Torah, there's a Dargo Mechulelis Vayimedes with that it has a Chalois Shem Truma. A chalois shem tumah mid rabbonon, which is through the rabbonon's keach to go and put a za chalois shem of a tumah de rabbonon. And the Shmuel is very marichiv here, many places to find riyas whether a rabbonon have a keach to go make a chalois shem isa, or it's just a keilu. We just look at it as if it's osa, but be'emes the chaticha itself is mutam in atir. And that is the yisoid sofik of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Rambam in Trumas Peik Vav, Paskins, the din of Zor Sha'ochal Trumit Meir, even though he says that the din of Kohen Tomei Sha'ochal Trumit Meir is Potter for Misa, but Zor Sha'ochal Trumit Meir is going to be Chayiv Misa. Because by the Zor, there's no difference if he eats Trumit Meir or if he eats Trumit Meir. And the smag in Loisase Reish Nun Hei is Medaik and Loshanam Breisa that way. The Breisa says that Azar Sha'ochal Truma is going to be Chayiv Misa. And he doesn't say Trumit Meir like the Gemara says by Kohen Tomei. The Lech Mishnah in Peik Yutes and Sanhedrin asks, why should there be a difference? The Chi of Misa we learn out from the same pasuk of Meisei Boi Kir Chalalu. So why should we say that a Zar who eats Truma Tomeo is going to be Chayiv Misa, and the Kohen Tomei Sha'ochal Truma Tomeo is part of Misa? It's Be'emes, the Ramban and the Rashbo in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, bring down from the Rashbam that he taka says that someone who eats a Zar Sha'ochal Truma Tomeo is taka poka the Issa Zoris that does not have Issa Misa. And the Ramban over there says that Mehicha Tesis to say that Avada Azar Sha'ochal Truma Tomeo is going to be Chayiv Misa like the Rambam and the Smag. And Be'emes, the Achrinim, the Shash, and the Ben Arya, on Nagoyis, and the Rambam and Sanhedrin show already that the Makur of the Rambam is Mufusha to Sefta in Trumas, Peik Vov, Alocha Hei, and it's brought down in Yishalmi in Bikurim, Peik Beis, that Azar is Choluk from a Kohen, and Azar is Chayiv even if he eats Truma Tomeo, even though a Kohen is only Chayiv on Truma Tahir. Further down the Gemara on the base, the Gemara is mefurish that Tvulyoim Sheshimish is Chayiv Misa, and the Mechusa Kapor Sheshimish is also Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara says Mechusa Kapor Minolon, Oma Akro Vechipa Ale Akoyim Vetahiro, Tahiro Michal Sheitmeo, Voma Ma Tomi Sheshimish Bemisa. It's mefurish a Breitzer and a Fusha Gemara that Mechusa Kapor Sheshimish is Chayiv Misa. The Kasha is a Kasha on the Rambam, which the Rambam says in Bias Mikdosh, Peik Dalet Halacha Dalet, that Atvulyoim Sheshimish is Chayiv Misa. But Mechuse Kapore Sheshimish, Af Al Pi Shavidosri Psulo, V'chilel, Harei Zeh Potter, he has no Chayiv Misa. Lemaisa, it's a negative Amo Fusha Gemara and Fusha Breisa, which says Mefurish, that Mechuse Kapore Sheshimish is Chayiv Misa. The Ravid over there in his Asogis asks the Kasha on the Rambam from many places that he find the Mechuse Kapore is Chayiv Misa. And in the end, he says, at the Sefta in Zvochim, which is similar to our Sefta, which is brought down in 1 Amad Aleph, that Mechuse Kapore is also Chayiv Misa. And the Kasimish of Memes is more, even more, that the Rambam himself, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, says, in Peik Yutes Halacha Beis, says, Mechuse Kapore is Chayiv Misa. The loike, what the Rambam himself says, in Bias Mikdosh, he says, Sedivir Atzmei. The Kasimishna in Sanhedrin brings down from the Rikokus, they have to say there is Magia the Rambam, that when the Rambam says over there that Mechuse Kapore is Chayiv Misa, he has to say over there, yes, Begodim Sheshimish Chayiv Misa. But Mechuse Kapore is not Chayiv Misa, like the Rambam says by us. But the Maise says, what are we going to do with our Sugya, which says Mefurish Mechuse Kapore is Chayiv Misa? Is the Kasimishna is Marich to say that the Rambam holds that this din, where the Mechuse Kapore is Chayiv Misa, is totally on the Machlokes, where we say Mechuse Kapore Kizov, or Ilav Kizov Domi. Mechuse Kapore Dazov Kizov Domi or Ilav Kizov. This is Machlekes in Zvochim, a big Machlekes, the second period of Zvochim. And the Rambam Paskes Mechuse Kapore Dazov Lav Kizov Domi. He has not the Chumer, he has not the Chumer of the Zav himself. And therefore the Rambam holds that Mechuse Kapore is, even though he's Mechuse Kapore, he's not Bemisa. And the Sugi over here holds Mechuse Kapore Kizov Domi. Memes the Meiri over here in the Sugya is ready Meiri in the Rambam that the Rambam sometimes says that Mechuse Kapore is Chayiv Misa and sometimes says that Mechuse Kapore is not Chayiv Misa. He's ready Meiri that the Rambam is Bema says himself and he brings down that the Ravid is ready Masig on the Rambam that Mechuse Kapore is Mefuish and our Raita that is Chayiv Misa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.